This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome to the CBS Eye on Money podcast. It is Tuesday, January 18th. Mark, you had a day off yesterday. Did you take it? Did you do anything interesting? Did you have a moment to kind of memorialize the day for Martin Luther King Jr. Day?
Who says I had a day off? No, I was editing you.
Oh my God, the whining that I hear in all of this. You're in a bad mood, let's be honest. You are having a bad technological day, aren't you?
Well, we are having technological gremlins. I don't know what the cause is, but yes. There's some gremlins in the pipeline.
There are gremlins in our midst, and this happens every so often. So over the last week or so, I almost took down our entire email system because of gremlins. And I said to Mark, at least you'd have zero emails to start with at the... Wasn't there a sort of an excitement to that, Mark, to start fresh?
There's a very appealing part of that, yes.
I know. You know, I know people who just... actually empty their email inbox every so often, just like get rid of it and start over. And they figure if anything's important, someone will find me again. I don't know. I can't do that. You know, I can't
do that. You are pretty nutty with the inbox though.
I am, which is why I have you manage the Jill on Money inbox.
That would cause you great stress these days.
Yeah. I mean, we are very happy that so many of you have contacted us. So let me be clear about that. I don't want you to think I take that for granted, but those messages start piling up. Do you know the best way to skip the line? Mark has figured it out. It's brilliant. It's going to the website, to jillonmoney.com, hitting the contact button, and clicking the box that says you would come on the air with us. That's how you skip the line.
Well, Mark, I would say you get put in a new line. Let's put it that way.
How long is the new line?
It's growing.
Because people like being on the air. Because you know what? It's more fun, isn't it? It's just better. It's a better show. You know, Mark, do you listen to the show after it's complete, or do you feel like because you're editing it, that you really know the whole show?
Yeah, I never listen.
Okay, I listen every morning to our sister broadcast, Jill on Money. I never listen to the radio show, but I do listen to the daily Jill on Money podcast and the twice weekly Eye on Money podcast. And I just have to tell you that sometimes I laugh out loud because I think we're kind of funny.
I used to listen when we were going into the studio and I was riding the subway. That was kind of my subway routine, is I would listen to a bunch of episodes just to make sure I didn't miss any edits or anything before they went live. Mm-hmm. But now I don't have that time on the subway.
Oh, do you miss it?
Sometimes I do, yeah.
Well, I mean, commuting is awful and also kind of can be great as long as it's not too long of a commute, or if you didn't have to do it every day, right? I mean, that's right. Also the other piece of it. All right. Well, listen, we want to get you guys on the air as much as possible because it's more fun. Today, we have Marie, who is on the line from the Bay Area in California. Marie is the name of my mother-in-law, Marie, so you better be careful. I could like slip into some bad behavior all of a sudden.
Good to know.
Uh-huh. So what's going on? How can we help you out?
Thanks a lot, Jill. So I was poking around my 401k distribution this year to see if I needed to scoot stuff around, and I noticed a button that I hadn't seen before. So I use a Roth 401k at work, but I know that my employer match is not Roth. Mm-hmm. And there's a button called view or change by source. And when I poked around, it looks like I could choose to direct my pre-tax money differently than my Roth money. Mm-hmm. So right now by default, everything just sort of falls down by the normal allocation. And I've tried Googling this so many times that I just get so paralyzed between Roth and pre-tax, whether should one be bonds, should one be stocks, should one be high growth. So yeah, I was like, should I click this button? Should I move stuff? So I figured I'd call an expert.
Oh my God. Don't click the button. I'm just kidding. Tell us about yourself, Marie, and then let's go through some of the options that are out there. So Marie, how old are you?
33.
Oh, nice and young. How much do you earn?
Base salary is around 165.
Mm-hmm.
I get a bonus. So this year it should be around 20. There's also some stock benefits kind of sprinkled in. So some stocks that vest, and then I do the employee purchase plan. So that sort of turns into a slightly unpredictable mini windfalls kind of throughout the year.
How much is that usually in most years? Nothing crazy, but like, what do you usually count? Is it 15 grand or 50 grand? Like 1.5 or 5.0 or anything like that?
I'd say like 30.
Okay. Plus 30 stock. And so you're buying the stock through the employee purchase plan. And then as it vests, you're selling it every, you know, when it's available, through when the window's open for you, right?
Yeah. So I can sell the ESPPs immediately, but I've kind of got myself into a calendar where I hold them for the 2 years for the better tax benefit. Yep. And the stock's gone up enough that that's been okay. And then just every 6 months at that point, I sell whatever 2 years ago's.
Yes.
Is.
Got it.
And I kind of just like, don't look at the price. I'm just like, whatever. My calendar says I sell, and I just sell when my calendar tells me to, which has saved me a lot of angst about the process. So highly recommend that.
That's great. And also it's not like it sort of saves you. And then also you don't have to worry about like, oh, I'm going to try to time the market. Right?
Yeah.
Like, so you know, like, come on. Okay. So you're 33 years old. Do you have a partner or a spouse?
Yes, I am married.
Okay. And what does that person do? Or let me just say this. How much does that person earn? I don't really care what they do.
Their income is kind of in between sources at the moment. So zero.
Zero's not exactly the amount of money that I was hoping to hear about, but okay. But this is a short-term thing, you think?
Yes, it's a short-term thing. And in the meantime, they do quite a lot of, I do zero unpaid emotional labor at home. So,
ooh, are there children at home?
Not currently, but they are on, we're planning.
Ooh, this is exciting. Tell me more. What are we planning for? Many?
Two.
Two kids are coming in the future.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Yes. Okay. If all things align.
Let's start with one.
Yeah, it's easy for me to say from here, from my well-rested, childless place. It's easy to imagine two very cute ones, but we'll see how I feel.
Mark, do you want to make the case against children right now in your sleep?
No, never. I would never make a case against having a child. I love Theo.
I know you do, but really, the kid hasn't slept in 3 months.
Well, no, he's since we've talked last, he's kind of turned a corner. We got a gate for his door. This is the second gate that we got. The first one, he leapt right over in no time at all. So I got an extra tall gate, and it seems to be working. We've had a few, four good nights in a row.
All right. That's good. That's a trend.
Okay, so I need a gate budget is what you're telling me. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Marie, do you and your spouse own a home?
We do not. We are renters. Like, curveball, I do co-own a duplex with my sister. So I'm a landlady. So I'm a landlady who rents, but I rent out my half of the duplex.
Oh, how much money does that generate for you?
Like on paper, about $1,000 a month, but we sort of pay ourselves. We have a little like in case the roof falls down fund. So
yep.
I then hold on to maybe like $500 a month. And I just keep that in its own little account.
Is this also in the Bay Area or is this in a different part of the country? Okay.
Also in the Bay Area.
And how much is the duplex worth?
Definitely over $1 million, maybe 1.2.
Why don't you guys live there?
For sibling harmony.
Does she live there?
Yes. She lives in her half. It works out right now that with my rent, like I'm not losing money not living there.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. Like, that's the hurdle. I'm not losing. I've got 600. Okay, wait a second. First of all, what's the mortgage outstanding on this?
600 something. I didn't look up the exact.
Okay. So in other words, you have $300,000 of equity and I should be happy that you're not losing.
Yeah.
Are we going to get into some family dynamic here? I'd love for you to share this.
I think there's more to the story.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's when you share a roof and a floor and you hear, I don't need to hear every one of their conversations. I don't need them hearing every one of my conversations.
Oh my God. Okay, but you can't do anything with a duplex. I mean, that's a lot of money to have tied up. So yes. I hope that you're really rich otherwise. Tell me about your other assets. And also, what's your rent right now?
$3,200.
Oh, that's cheap. How'd you get that in the Bay Area?
We moved kind of in the winter of the pandemic last year when mm-hmm. nobody was moving. So I think we had some spooked landlords who were like excited to get somebody in their house.
That's great. That's
great.
But
now it's like, well, now I can't move.
Yeah, exactly. You're stuck there. Okay, Marie, what's in the Roth 401k right now? How much money?
About 310.
Okay. And what's in your traditional 401k?
Well, I guess, so like that's the whole 401k. I guess the Roth portion is 215 and the traditional is 95.
Okay, got it. And what about other investments? The stock purchase, like, so how much money is approximately? I know this is this is variable, but how much money is in the stock right now?
About 90.
And you guys have an emergency reserve fund? I'm not talking about the fund for the duplex, but the actual emergency reserve fund?
Yeah, we have about 55 in cash, 30 like just for emergencies and 25 for like whatever the tax bill is. And if we want to go on a trip and like if the car breaks down, like more predictable emergencies.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
And how about other investments outside of retirement for you?
Well, we do have Roth IRAs.
How much is
between
in there?
The two of us, about 100. We just made our contributions this year, so we're doing backdoor Rothing. And then otherwise, I have about 300 in a smattering of robo brokerages. I think it would give Mark a heart attack to see that I have three robos in parallel.
Boy. Mark is not a happy man right now.
I know. I signed up for all of them when they first started to see which one was better. And now like the switching cost is too high. So I'm just going to wait till whenever I like buy a house and sell them that I'll like.
Wait a minute. I didn't know that there's a cost to get out.
No, it's just the like emotional, like I got to fill out a form and sign a thing.
Oh, for God's sakes. Hold on a second. We'll get to that in a second. So which are the three robos that you use?
Elevest, Betterment, and Wealthfront.
Elevest, Betterment. And which do you like the best?
That's the thing is I like parts of all of them.
Pick one and just put this all together. Okay.
I know.
Does your spouse have any other old retirement that's kicking around from when they were working?
No, he just has the IRA. He was always self-employed before. So
okay. He gets benefits through you, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's it for the assets. Have we run everything down? Is that all I need to know about? Is there some Bitcoin floating around, some Ethereum in a secret drawer?
Oh yeah, I do have a tiny little play account with a couple $1,000s of a couple of cryptos.
Okay.
And I've got like a tiny Robinhood account that's just to like scratch an itch, but it's again like $3,000.
Okay, so between the two, like $5,000 total.
Sure.
Play account, Robinhood. Okay. All right. So, do you anticipate that you will be buying anything else in the future, or are you going to stay as renters for now?
Just the way the Bay Area housing market is going, we'll probably stay renters for a while. Like whenever I do the rent versus own math, it just like doesn't make sense to own. Mm-hmm. Especially like with some experience of some of the annoyances that come with owning. Mm-hmm. But like rents are changing. So we're kind of on the bubble of which of those matter. We'd like to own at some point. It'd be nice to like paint a wall and like kind of get settled in the way that ownership lets you get settled, like, you know, landscaping and all that.
Sure.
So we'd like to, but I don't know, a place just sold. It's like an 800 square foot place that sold for 1.something million. And like, I'm just not, even if I had that money, like I can't buy an 800 square foot house for over $1 million.
It seems stupid. I get you. Okay. Is there any possibility that your sister would buy you out of the duplex?
I think that's unlikely.
As I say, there's only so much that we can do. You've given me the construct, like that's not happening. Okay, we're not doing that. Okay,
yeah, it's a-
but But
yeah,
now,
we'll find creative solutions around it. But yeah, I think right now it's
that's not happening.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to cleaning up some of this crap. where are your Roth IRAs held?
Vanguard.
So here's what you're going to do. You should open up a Vanguard account.
Mm-hmm.
And just move all that $300,000 from Elvest, Betterment, and Wealthfront. I don't even know why you need that. Why would you need those? What's the difference? Like, why do you need those three? Are you uncomfortable managing your own money? You're managing your Roths, right?
Yeah, I think for me, because I started them like years ago back when kind of like they were a thing and I was just sitting on a bunch of cash. And so when the choice was like, they just had such easy user interfaces that I invested at all. In a perfect world, I would self-manage in Vanguard, but they've made this easy enough that I actually do it. And so that's kind of what got me on all of them, but I couldn't decide which one. So I picked all three. Yeah, I think now I have my portfolio is of a size where it would just be easier to shove them all in Vanguard. And
yeah.
Pay the small interest fee.
So let's just for fun, Mark, this is a fun thing to do. What is the thing that you like about each of these platforms? Like, what's the best thing about Elvest?
Honestly, like some of their portfolio, like just kind of the value driven, like some of their portfolio offerings are like not necessarily going to make me the most money, but are doing good things with my money, or at least like match my values as far as like fun, small community oriented places and environmental places. And yeah.
A little ESG. Okay. Betterment. What's the best thing about them?
Honestly, Betterment, it's mostly that it actually is really hard to get your money out of them. You have to like fax something. Like
are you kidding me?
No, like you can't do like an ACH. It's hard. It's just hard to transfer the money out. So I feel a bit more trapped in that one, frankly.
But FYI, that's of course why you should make that the number one, first thing you should do. Okay. Wealthfront, what's good about them?
They've got like a really fun interface. Like they've got kind of a neat, they're the only people I've seen that do kind of a layperson chart out what your financial future looks like. And you can put things in like in 5 years, I want a kid. And in 20 years, I want to college. And they actually like forecast that kind of stuff out in a fun way. So
how much does Wealthfront cost these days?
I think it's the same 0.15 or 0.25.
Yeah. It's like a quarter of a percent. Here's the good news. This 300 grand plus your Roth IRAs, you could actually sign up for Vanguard Personal Service Advisor. You can actually get advice. You could use their robo if you want and their advice module as well. So that's something to consider. I think that would be worth it if you just wanted another set of eyes. Move everything to Vanguard. I'm going to just tell you just flat out, I'm hearing this, like, you know what you need to do. Let's get this done. That's number one. The stock you've got the game plan for, perfect. The OG reason that you actually called and got on the line with us is a funny question. So just frame it one more time and Mark's going to answer for you.
Okay. Should I allocate my pre-tax versus post-tax 401k money differently in my available funds?
I would. I mean, if you can do that, just make sure that you can actually do that. I know you think you can. I'm just not 100% convinced that the plan will actually allow you to do that.
It's like, I can send you a screenshot of what it shows like. It's like pretty...
It looks
pretty unambiguous. I think it can.
Yeah, send a screenshot. I'd like to see it. But if you can, I would probably, I mean, the way I personally do it is I put my bonds in my tax deferred account. So I would put that in your pre-tax account. The Roth, I would keep probably 100% equities. If that doesn't take care of the entire allocation that you're looking for, then you can put the remaining of the equities also in the pre-tax. Jill?
I'm all in. I just do what you tell me to do, Mark. I mean, the guy's a CFP. I'm good. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you are like looking at this this teeny little thing that is, I get that, you know, it's a question and I want to answer it. And all I can focus on is that goddamn duplex. So honestly, you lost me at the duplex right now. Again, I'm trying to help you. You see how empathic I am?
You're not wrong. I don't disagree with your advice. I just,
I know. I
just want other factors.
So what's the end game with this duplex? Are you stuck there forever like you're stuck at Betterment?
An end game is either selling the whole thing or turning the whole thing into renting. As one says, when you mix family and money, you would now have like multiple people involved in decision making.
I can just hear the uncertainty in your voice.
I know, right? I know. It's like I'm stuck with this goddamn thing for the rest of my life and I hate my sister's husband. Something like that.
My sister's husband's great. I like him a lot.
Look, I think that you guys are in great shape. I'd love it if your spouse had a job. I'm sure that he would love that too. It sounds to me like you're in... you know, like you're really in the accumulation phase. This is exactly what you should be doing. I think the neat thing would be, it sounds to me like you like the idea of the planning. I think the idea of going to Vanguard and consolidating and maybe using that advice component that they offer for, you know, 0.30%, you could get advice, certainly is worth it. You really are on track to do great things. So I don't think that there's something horrible going on here. Do you guys have estate planning documents done?
Not yet. I just signed up. So with the benefit election this year, we have like a lawyer benefit. So I signed up for that this year so that we could knock it out, especially once you have this weird co-owned duplex. Like, I think my estate will be a little goofy. So yeah, getting that all squared away.
What about life insurance on your life? Because now with him not working, he is relying on all of you for his income needs.
Yes. So I have life insurance through work, but it's not portable. Is that the word? So I, especially like pre-kid having, I owe a phone call. I'm a millennial. And the fact that I need to make a phone call to the life insurance people.
Wait a second. Millennial, let me make your life easy.
You don't need a phone call.
Don't call. Just go to Policy Genius.
No, but the phone call is part of Policy Genius. In order to finish the application, you have to have a 10-minute phone call, and I'm stuck at that stage in the process, so I owe them a phone call.
Check out another one. It's called Haven Life, all online.
Okay. Thank
but
you.
But you can only get $1 million.
I think it may have increased it since we've used it.
All right.
How much do you think I should be insured?
At least $1 million, and it's probably going to be more, you know, because again, let's pretend he never works again. That's kind of where you have to, that's where you start.
Yeah.
And if you had two kids, you know, then you're going to need a bunch of money. So it's going to be, it's probably $1.5 million, maybe two, especially if you're the primary wage earner for most of your life. All right. Well, Marie, thank you so much for contacting us. And we really do appreciate you joining us today on the program.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
You got a lot of stuff moving around. You got robo accounts. You got investment accounts. You have little pieces all over. Mark is happy to sweep them up for you and just give you the best possible outcome. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the contact button, and you can ask us your question. And of course, if you would like to come on the air with us, then there's a little box and you can check it. You can read, you can listen, you can watch TV stuff. You can check out our resource section and please sign up for our free weekly newsletter. Comes out every single Friday. You can follow the Eye on Money show wherever you find your favorite podcasts. You also may want to subscribe to our other podcast. It's called Jill on Money. Mark Talercio is the co-host and executive producer of this program. We are distributed by Viacom CBS. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. We would really like to encourage you to put your hands metaphorically on someone's back today. Curiosity, compassion, community. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you on Thursday. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.